In the day's other news, an expert panel recommended that a third COVID vaccine be approved. That was by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. It was developed by Johnson & Johnson, which is also a NewsHour funder. The vaccine requires just one shot and can be stored more easily. Meanwhile, the CDC warned today that COVID cases have begun rising again this week.
Over the last few weeks, cases and hospital admissions in the United States had been coming down since early January, and deaths had been declining in the past week. But it's important to remember where we are in the pandemic. Things are tenuous. Now is not the time to relax restrictions.
A number of U.S. cities and states have begun a gradual reopening in recent days. President Biden spent his day in Texas surveying damage from last week's Arctic-generated storm and visiting a COVID mass vaccination site. The storm left at least 40 people in Texas dead and caused severe power outages. More than 1 million Texans are still under boil water restrictions. The Biden administration released findings today that Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman likely approved the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. He was killed at the Saudi consulate in Turkey more than 2 years ago. The Saudis rejected the findings. Separately, the White House defended yesterday's U.S. airstrikes on an Iranian-backed militia in Syria. We'll examine both of these developments after the news summary. More than 300 girls are missing in Nigeria after gunmen raided a boarding school today. It happened in the northern state of Zamfara and was the country's third mass abduction since December. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. Back in this country, NASA formally renamed its Washington headquarters for Mary W. Jackson. She was the space agency's first black female engineer, as told in the book and the movie Hidden Figures. Relatives and others paid tribute today to her determination to become a mathematician and an aerospace engineer, despite racial segregation and discrimination.
But the official naming of the Mary W. Jackson NASA headquarters today, we ensure that she is a hidden figure no longer. She personified NASA's spirit of persevering against all odds, providing inspiration and advancing science and exploration.
Mary Jackson passed away in 2005. And on Wall Street today, falling oil prices and tech stocks pushed the broader market down. The Dow Jones Industrial Average lost 469 points, 1.5%, to close at 30,932. The Nasdaq rose 73 points. The S&P 500 fell 18. Still to come on the NewsHour, the Biden administration faces major foreign policy tests in the Middle East. The outgoing editor of The Washington Post discusses the state of American journalism. We examine the politics of federal responses to natural disasters and much more.
This is the PBS NewsHour from WETA Studios in Washington and in the West from the Walter Cronkite School of Journalism at Arizona State University.